is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Oakland, California. The headline: Oakland Athletics fans stage parking lot protest on Major League Baseball opening day. Jeff, my information, thanks to you, is that the Oakland Athletics have skedaddled. They've left Oakland with all of its troubles, and they're headed to Vegas. What's the protest meant to achieve? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. They have figuratively left. They're still playing out the season there in Oakland. But as we know, Major League Baseball owners unanimously approved the team's move to Vegas. And the A's ownership is looking at a 2028 opening of a new stadium to be built on the site of the soon-to-be-demolished Tropicana Casino, Resort Casino there. But in that interim period of about 3 years, Oakland has to find, the A's have to find a place to play. And so they've been talking about Sacramento and Reno and Salt Lake City and some other places. But in the meantime, they've got to finish things out in Oakland. And the people in Oakland, the fans, longtime fans, are still irate, holding all kinds of protests last year. This year, they've decided we're going to protest by going to the game, but staying out in the parking lot. You're not going to get our money for T-shirts and hot dogs. You're not going to hear us cheering or booing. We're going to stay out in the parking lot. And they've been booing the owner the whole time.
Now, wait a minute, Jeff. I remember last year, before the decision was made, there was nobody at the park. The game was going on. The fans were not showing up before the move was announced. Do I remember correctly?
You're correct. The Oakland A's had one of the lowest attendance averages in all of Major League Baseball. You know, some of that the folks blame on the owner for not putting more money into the payroll, into the owner in the county of Alameda County, where Oakland is, for not putting money into renovating the stadium, which is absolutely a mess, a real horror show. So everybody has been very upset with powers that be for a while. But they really haven't been coming out to support the team. It's you know, there are times when you look out of the stadium and they would announce the attendance and you'd say, I don't even know if there are 5,000 people here for a Major League Baseball game. So when you start seeing numbers like that, you start thinking somebody's going to be moving a team soon.
We go from Oakland. We're headed to Vegas in several years' times. But on the way to Vegas, we have to find a place for the homeless Oakland A's to play until the stadium is ready for them where the Tropicana used to stand. And Sacramento is a good practical solution, but there's trouble in Sacramento. What's that, Jeff?
The trouble is that the team that plays in a minor league park there already at Sutter Health Park is the Sacramento Rivercats. Now, they're a farm team of the San Francisco Giants, which is also in the Bay Area. Their ownership, there were some of the people connected to the team said, look, we're not going anywhere. We're going to play our 75 games a season here. Anybody else who wants to be here in the stadium comes after us. Now, what might speak differently to that is the fact that the owner of the Rivercats and the ballpark is the Sacramento Kings owner, Vivek Randhi-Devi, and he's the Oakland A's owner, John Fisher. So, you know, the Giants and the Kings would be helping the A's leave town if this deal with Sacramento ends up happening.
And Oakland, I don't want to just abandon it. Oakland's deeply, profoundly troubled. Losing your Major League Baseball team, I understand that's not going in a good direction, but Oakland's got problems that it has to attend to. Is there any reason to believe that now that the Athletics have left, it's going to get worse, Jeff?
It's certainly not going to get better. They've now lost all of their pro teams. NHL years ago, the Raiders from the NFL went to Vegas. They lost the Warriors to San Francisco across the Bay. Now they're going to be losing the Oakland A's. There's just not much there in Oakland besides a lot of trouble. They've been having problems for several decades now. A lot of it has to do with incompetence and corruption in city government there and county government. So we'll see what happens. But it's not a place where a lot of businesses are looking to relocate, which is always a big part of any equation. If you want to draw more businesses, certainly want to bring pro sports or entertainment along.
We go to Vegas. Now, Tropicana's coming down. The stadium will go up. In the meantime, the casino business is doing very well, except we learned from the Wall Street Journal about what happened to MGM and other casinos that were hacked by teenagers. Jeff, you were there that time frame. What happened?
I was. I was there when it seemed like parts of Vegas were just shutting down. And then I wasn't staying in an MGM resort. There are 13 of them in Vegas. But I was hearing about some sort of cyber attack. And as time went along, we reported it here on your show that a group of hackers had managed to essentially freeze MGM's properties. They helped shut down their gambling operations. They really interfered with their lodging and their restaurants. So it was a huge multi-million dollar hit on MGM's resorts and casinos. Now, they refused to pay the ransom that the cyber criminals were asking for. Caesars, which owns a number of properties in Vegas as well, was reported to have paid about $30 million or at least half of that to get the information they needed to get their computers back online. They'd gone through something similar, but for a much shorter period. But now we're finding out in an article today in the Wall Street Journal that MGM identified some of these things very early, decided they weren't going to give in, and they just kind of worked their way back to business. But it did cost them quite a bit. And the other side of the story is this group of hackers is, you know, been in the crosshairs of police, of law enforcement like the FBI, and of private security firms who are trying to get a hold of these folks, because this is a growing problem, certainly as the Internet of Everything, everywhere, every place, makes everybody a little bit more vulnerable.
Yes, the casinos have no excuse, though, for their defenses to be so low that getting a password from an employee gets you in to steal $30 million of whatever. So we go from the casinos of Las Vegas to this is a gambling story, I guess, Jeff, right? This has to do with a very famous new Dodger, Ohtani, his interpreter, and an investigation by Major League Baseball. Has it come up with any indication of what's going on?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on a great segue between gambling stories. But yeah, there hasn't been a real pointer yet in terms of who's to be at fault. Ohtani came out and did a news conference. He said, "It's all on my interpreter's shoulders. He did this. He lied. He stole. And I will cooperate with Major League Baseball and anybody else on this." But we're finding out there's still, this is a much deeper story than we're seeing on the surface, as is often the case with these sorts of things. But on the other side, it seems like the Dodgers, the Dodger family, as they say, has really embraced Ohtani. And they're even saying the fact that they don't have that old interpreter between him and his teammates has brought them even closer together. But that said, Ohtani, who's not pitching this season as he heals from an arm injury surgery, is hitting well. He went hitless in his first game, but the Dodgers still won, and they're very happy about that. He's a force to be reckoned with still, even though he's got this on his back.
El Dorado County, the scene of the first fatality from a mountain lion in 20 years. Two brothers collecting antlers, I believe, in the wildlife preserve were attacked by a mountain lion, now deceased. It was euthanized, cornered immediately. But I've been reading about mountain lions. They're the apex predator of California. You have one in Orange County now and again passing through, and no problem with the mountain lion, correct? Maybe small dogs, but not people.
That's correct. For the most part, as we've talked about before, mountain lions, they might be curious about people, right, but they don't look at them as prey. The times that mountain lions have attacked people, scholars, researchers, scientists all believe that the animal, the cat, was sick at the time, right, and not functioning properly. And that may have very well been the case with this mountain lion.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.